Dalet Tammuz, Sunday the 24th of June, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Chukas HaTorah.
Rishus HaTzibur, anyone who wants to put on the mezuzah today should consult the Magachia first, before tomorrow, to make sure he puts it in the right place. It's anyway a good idea to ask Rob before you put on the mezuzah. It's not, I said anyone who wants to put up before tomorrow should consult you, and make sure exactly what it does. This week's parasha, we all know, is parashas Chukas, Chukas HaTorah. And Rashi starts off, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Lefi Shehasoton Ve'umos Ho'oilo Moinin Es Yisroel. The Soton and everyone in the world, the Goyim in the world, are not happy with Chukas HaTorah. Lo Yimar, Ma HaMitzvah HaZois, what are you doing? You can appreciate, you have Halochas, Kibud Aveim, the way you got to deal in business, you got to be erlach, you shouldn't say a lie. This they can appreciate. But when it comes to mitzvah HaTorah, which has no special time, like Torah Adumo, someone is Toma, he becomes Toma from a nifter, he wants to get Tohoil, he brings a Torah Adumo, and you put the water of the Torah Adumo on him, they can't grasp it, they can't understand it. That's why they ask questions. So the Eibishter, it's a chok, that's my mitzvah. You're not allowed to try to follow up and reason it, because there's no reason you can understand. The Rambam in Halacha, in Hichas Meile, speaks a lot about this chukim. And he starts off, we know, what is Meile? If anything is Kodesh, anything in the Beis HaMikdosh, if anyone would come up to a korban, or even to a stone of the Beis HaMikdosh, and take any benefit of it, he made Me'ile and his chayv a korban. So the Rambam, Rohu Odom Lihisboinen B'mishpatei HaToiro, one is allowed and should try to understand the halachos of the Torah. Aber the dover shloi yimtzolei tam velo yedo leile, but if it comes through an halacha or through a mitzvah which he can't understand, his mind is not strong enough to appreciate, understand why Hashem gave this particular mitzvah, lo yehi kal be'enov, he shouldn't take it easy chas v'shalom because he doesn't understand it. Velo yitehi machshavto boi. Don't look upon the Torah as a inyan shel choil, as a gashmizig aspect. When you understand it, you do it. If you go into business, you know. If you understand it, you do it. If you don't understand it, you won't do it. You run a household. Whatever you understand, you do. What you don't understand, you don't do. It means that you look upon your household. You look upon your business with your plain mind. That's okay for a household, that's okay for business. But when it comes to Torah, it does not depend in your mind. If you are going to look on the Torah, in the way you look your business, you are moil, you are making me'ile, because you use your simple mind for such a holy Torah. You use your mind, which is choil. So the Rambam, v'loy tehei machshavtoi boi, ke machshavtoi b'shar divrei hachoil. Don't use your mind for Torah in the way you use your mind for simple gashmizdige aspects. Because it's different. It's kodesh kodoshim. Every mitzvah of Hashem is kodesh. And we've got to look at it at the way of Kodesh. It does not depend in our mind. It does not depend if we understand or not. We have to do it. It's a chok from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rambam zog weiter. Ve'yitzroi shel odom leikvei ve'umas ha'olam mishivin aleihem. The goyim, we'll soon speak who the goyim are. The goyim ask questions. Kegon isa bosa chazir, bosa becholov, egla rufo, por adumo, soira mishtaleach. All these mitzvahs, no one can understand and reason it. Vekamo hoy David hamelech mitztayer. how much pain did David HaMelech go through min haminim umin ha'akum, from the apikorsim, from the goyim, so he meshivin al hachukim, who came and asked questions on the chuki ha'toiro. And what did David HaMelech do? And the more they came to him with his stupid shyless, which were asked because of the limited power of sense of a human being, he took it out of and learned for another hour and another hour. Who are those umas ha'olam who ask questions? And how does the Torah grasp and help you to deal with those questions? Well, the umas ha'olam doesn't have to be the umas ha'olam human being. The complete creation of the gashmiyus world is a contradiction to Torah. Torah is kuloi ruchnius. We have two parts. We have a part of our neshama, which comes from the Kisa HaKovet. We have a very simple body. Boso v'dom. The Ramo zogt in Rechaim Simen Vov. One of the explanations of Umafli La'asu is B'siyah Shiyotza. Why is the creation of a human being a pele, like Hines? So he explains, Hashem took the glory, pure neshama, which comes from the Kisa HaKovet, and he made a shidduch. He combined it with a very simple human body, human nature. And it's a contradiction. The neshama wants ruchnius. He wants teure. He wants shmira shabbos. He wants kiyum amitzes, as we all know. On the other hand, the guf, the body, has got different plans. He wants something else. The umas ha'olam love dafke the goyim. The world, the gashmiyus world, is a contradiction to the beauty and glory of the Torah. This is ruchnius and this is gashmiyus. So David HaMelech, so what can I do? Hoyu moisiv dveikus ba'toira. When we learn Torah, the more we learn Torah, the more we hire ourselves into Kedusha, into Tahara, into a higher world, in a world of Ruchnius, and then the body, the guf, will follow. There's a Gemara in Bob Metzir, and the Gemara says, Rab Loza told it's the Gemara is in Bob Metzir, Daf Pedala Domedeis. And the Gemara says that Rab Loza, before he passed away from this world, he told his wife, don't worry about bringing my body to Kura. Take a little room upstairs and put me there in a bed. And this is what happened. And for 18, the more that I can't understand, the wife said, between 18 and 22 years, Rab Loza was upstairs in a little room. And whenever two people had a din Torah, they came to the door, and everyone said his part was in the Torah, and Rab Loza from his room said, Ato Zakai, Ato Chayev. Now could we imagine, the Neshama was in Gan Eden already. It was only the body of Rab Loza, the guf of Rab Loza. And the guf had such a tremendous kedusha. It was so immersed in Torah that even the guf would pasken the halacha of the Torah whilst the neshama was already in Gan Eden. And then she said a story that she heard a neighbor speaking about it, and Rab Loza said, well, if people know about it, if the lady starts to speak about it, then you better organize a levaya. And they made the levaya. Gdoilim tzadikim have the power to be mekadesh their guf. It should coincide with the neshama. Ashrecho Rabbi Akiva of the Gemara, shegufcho tohoir bechol mina tahara. It wasn't only the neshama. We all have neshama tohira. Ele kai neshama shenasata bi tohira hi. We all have a neshama tohira. But our body has got to work with the tohira. Un ashrecho Rabbi Akiva, sheguf choto hoira b'chol mine tahara. This contradiction between the world around us and between the Beis HaMedrash is continuously and very powerful. The world is powerful. We find last week in the Parsha, Yeshua and Kolev went with the Meraglim. Yeshua had a broch of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kochoi Shiach Omatzas Meraglim. Kolev went to Kivra Oves, he went to the Mispalel. Why? Well, there were 10 Meraglim, we know. There were also Ksherim when they left. What was the worry? Why did Yeshua need a special brocha of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was Kolev so afraid? The Meraglim were Anoshim Ksherim, but they looked upon Eretz Yisrael with a Gashmizdige Hashkofe. We want to go into Eretz Yisrael, but can we or can't? Are they strong? Are they not strong? So they went with a simple Gashmizdige eye, with a Gashmizdige sight. Kolev and Yeshua said, Hashem said we can do it, we'll do it. So it's a melchome from a simple Gashmizdige sight with a Teuredige Hashkofe. The Gashmizdige world is very powerful. If you go with people who'll say, well, we have to look upon it in a practical way. This practical way is very, very powerful. But we, Klal Yisrael, do not go through the world in a practical way. We go through the world in a ruchdizdige way. We look in Eretz Yisrael, if Hashem said we can do it, we will do it. Rashi zogt, Hayesh bo eitz. Well, you can look at it, Hayesh bo eitz are the trees, are the fruit. This is how the Meraglim looked upon it. Rashi explains, Hayesh bo eitz, is there a tzaddik who is megin, or is there not a tzaddik? Have they got someone who is going to megin upon them? You can look at it, ruchnizdig, look at it, gashmizdig. We ourselves, through the year, unfortunately, we plan gashmizdig. But those 24 hours, when we are in Shul Yom Kippur, somehow, we look differently. They say that once, a chassid came to a rebbe for Yom Kippur, for Yom HaKodesh. So he came with the car and he told the driver, you know, what's a yontem, what's it, 9 o'clock. So 10 o'clock he take me back. So he went to the rebbe. So 9:30 he goes to the rebbe. He wants to say goodbye, he wants to say l'chaim l'sholem. His car is waiting. So the rebbe, I can't understand. You had a plan before Yom Kippur to go back 10 o'clock. Nothing has changed through Yom Kippur? Still the same plan? You know what Yom Kippur is? And no change in plan? There's a Gashmizdige. Someone came into the Briskerov, Chodesh Elul, and asked the Broche, his mother has to go through an operation. She asked, when is the operation? So after, immediately after Sukkot. So the Briskerov, I can't understand. You got a Rosh Hashanah, you got a Yom Kippur, and you're planning on surgery after Sukkot? Wait. There's a Rosh Hashanah. There's a Yom Kippur. Things might and will change. Maybe you won't need it. You can look upon the world. You can plan your day in a simple Gashmizdig way. But you can plan it Ruchnizdig. Tzadok David HaMelech. We live in a Gashmizdig world. And we have to act according our Madriga of Bitochen, which is limited. To say once someone came to Rabbi Yudel Segal, the Master Rosh Yeshiva Zichar Tzadik Livracha, and he told me he wants to take a son-in-law, he wants to take a Gvaldige Talmud Chacham, he wants to take upon himself, he's a guest, a lot of money to keep in to upkeep in Eretz Yisrael for a lot of money. So Rosh Yeshiva asked him, how are you going to do it? He said, well, I want to do it based on Bitochen. So he said, well, if you're going to have a restful night, you can do it. If you're going to have a sleepless night, you shouldn't do it. but it's only if you plan to pay it. If you have a restful night because you don't plan to pay it, then it's not a raya. There's ways how to look on the world, on our day, on our action. Avada, we do hishtablis. Avada, we are bound to work and act in according to our madriga of bitochen. But we got to know there are chukei ha-toyro. There is a ruch nizdige world. There is an anhoges ha-boire. An imamim be'emuno shalimo sha-boire yizborach shemoy hu boire u-man hig lechol ha-boim. The Rebbe Shem created the world. And manig hu oilom. He decides what and when and if. Nothing happens without the Rotz Nashem. Many, many parts of our day is decided whilst we daven Shmoyne Esre. Many parts of our day is decided through the chesed and mitzvahs we do, or chalile we don't. I think I told you once a story, someone came to the Chazon Ish. And he asked him, we daven Shmoyne Esre. The first thing is, we pray for das. And we go to Hashivenu, to Teure, to Mechilas Avoynes, to Geulas Yisroel. Great, great, great Madreges. Then we go to Refuah, we got to be healthy. The Rama said, we were not healthy, Chas V'Sholem. We can't do Avoydes Hashem. And then, Baruch Aleinu Panose. Avada, we need the Panose. But after all this great Madreges, we go down, what, till Panose? So the Chazon Ish. Panose in the office might be going down the Madrega. But to believe that Panose is Boruch Aleinu es Hashono Azois. Boruch Aleinu, Panose is in the Siddur. And what you do in the office is only a follow-up. It's a gewaltige Madrega. You need das, teure. You need great, great madrigas to appreciate where the panose is. To believe and realize that the panose is Boruch Aleinu es Hashono Azois. This simple, Chas V'Sholem, I say simple, these words decide your panose and panose of Klal Yisrael. And whatever happens later on in the day is a result of it. It's a gewaltige Madrege. It belongs to Shmoyne Esre after those big, great tefillahs we are mispallel. This is Chukei HaTorah. Dort of the Rambam. Try to look on the world ruchnizdik. We see later on Pinchos. We can imagine what happened in Klal Yisrael. There was a story of a Nasi. There were many explanations and a lot of talking around. Comes Pinchos. Ro'o Maise v'nizka haloche. He didn't see what happened. He only saw the haloche. Ro'o Maise v'nizka haloche. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Dikariya agarte u'delihava pavanke. You said it, you read a letter, you do it. Because everyone was so mixed up in the story that they couldn't keep their mind teuredik. Pinchas came ro meise v'nizka haloche. He saw it in the way the teure looks upon it, so he could act. There's a lot of upheavals. There are many times when we are mixed up. We can't decide. And the only way is nizka haloche. Go back to the teure. We find a very interesting posuk in Bolok. The posuk says, "Vayilchu soramoy v'soramidyon," or the shlitz soramidyon soramoyov. State the posuk, "Uksomim beyodom." So the Rashi took pshatim. One pshat uksomim beyodom. They took with them all the kelim you need for kishev. All Bilam might need for his magic touch. You shouldn't be able to say, well, I haven't got this, I haven't got that. They took everything with them. When Rashi talked another moshel, another pshat. Ksomim b'yodom, they took with themselves a simen. What is the simen? If Bilam comes immediately, okay. If it doesn't come, he's going to push us off, we are going home. And that was happened. So Be'emes is a kasher. All these kelim he needed for his magic. So about it, they had to take it from home. But this simon, why did they have to take it from home? They couldn't come there and decide, well, are you coming, are you not coming? We're going to push ourselves, we are going. It's a gewaltige limut. If someone finds himself in a situation, he can't decide exactly with a clear mind what he wants. If you want to make a gather, do it whilst you are at home. I'll explain it in a simple way. If someone goes to an auction, if he decides at home that he's only going till this amount, he might keep to it. He'll say, well, I'll go there, see how it goes, and I'll decide there where to stop. He won't stop. Uksomim beyodom. You have to make your gather whilst your mind is with you. Once you are in a situation where the Pasha of Pinchas came, Ro'o Maise v'nizka haloche. So the Rambam, what is the way we can keep our mind in a Torah-digger way whilst we find ourselves in a world of Ishtadlis, in a world of Gashmias? We go into the office and we meet people and we mamash, everything depends. What is the client going to come? Is the client not going to come? Am I going to make a good impression? Am I not going to make a good impression? Avada, Avada all minor. What's the Eitzah? Teure. Hoye Moisev Dveikus Bateure. Another Shirin Teure. Uplift yourself in a higher world. The Rebbei Shlom gave us once a week Shabbos Kodesh. He gave us three times a day, Shmoyne Esre. Twice a day, or three times a day, Kriyas Shema. 100 times a day, Broches, Meir Broches. To remind us, Klal Yisrael, that we are different. We live in a world of Chukei HaToyro. We live in the world of Anhogas HaBoyre. We know it's Golas. We know it's choysher, we know it's darkness. We know that we haven't got those asorot nisim, which is mentioned in Pikovas this week, which you can see, and everyone saw it in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. Everyone saw the smoke of the Ketores going up in the Beis HaMikdash and winds coming, it didn't move. Everyone saw how the Eish HaMizbeach, or the one light of the menorah, burned shaloi kederech hateva, in a nest. We lived in a higher world. We didn't have the problem as Klal Yisrael have today. We live today in an extreme, extreme gashmizdige world. And the only way to look upon the world is to try to educate ourselves in little things. Maybe, okay, someone got a very important meeting. Okay, keep it. If it's not so important, and it contradicts with a shir, or it works out in the time of the third away in the morning, believe me, take my advice. Keep the shir. Quite and cold, we're not quite sure if the meeting is going to be a benefit or you're going to lose out of it. Hazni schreibt, Ani sonu ha-ishtadlus, ahit ishtadlus, o bifrat she'ein to'ilosom boru. Especially, I don't know if there's any benefit in the ishtadlus, so I better keep with the Torah. But even the ishtadlus is an ishtadlus, but Torah is the real power of the world. This week, Pikova starts off, the world was created with 10 words of Hashem. And the Goen Zog, we find 10 times in Parshas Bereishis, Vayoymer, Vayoymer, Vayoymer. Ask the Tanah. Hashem could have created the world with 1 word. Why did he need 10 words? Eile liyipora min ha-Roshoyim, to give a punishment for the Roshoyim, who spoil a world which has 10 mamorim. Uvelitens chale tzadikim, and give reward to the tzadikim, who upkeep a world which has 10 mamorim? Asked Reb Chaim Brisker. If you would walk into a shop and see a glass and ask the shopkeeper, how much is this glass? Say, well, 50 pence. You know what? I'm going to pay you 10 pounds. Pay. And then someone comes up and breaks the glass. How much will he have to pay? 50 pence or 10 pounds? Zika 50 pence. Because the 50 pence is the price of the glass. But you added another £9.50, that's a matana which you gave, a present you gave to the shopkeeper. Nothing to do with the glass. Basoro mamorois nivro ha'olam. The world was created with 10 words of Hashem. It could have been created with one word. But Hashem put in 10 words to give reward to the tzaddikim who keep up this world and give punishment to the shoim who spoil and destroy a world which has 10 mamorim. So the question is, if Hashem could do it with one ma'amar, why, what's the fault of the Roshe that he has to pay for 10 mamorim? He could have done it with one ma'amar. The Teretz is of Reb Chaim. The problem of destroying the world is not the problem of destroying the world. The problem is destroying a maimar Hashem. The world is created with the words of Hashem. The world is the word of Hashem. And the more mamorim, it's a different world. It's got in it asura mamoris. It's not a world which Hashem created with asura mamoris, and it could have created it with one maimar. It's a different world. The tzaddik keeps up a world which got asura mamoris. It's a different, it's a world of a maimar Hashem. The world is also koidesh l'Hashem. Parshas Chukas teaches us the way we should look at things in life. We got to look at the ruchnizdik, a bissel mehr ruchnizdik. Whatever we come to shiduchim. Everyone wants to understand. He wants to know. Believe me, leave it to Hashem. Hashem said, Chazal zong abo yin lifni yitzias levat, 40 days before that any child or any human being was created, Hashem says, bas ploini leploini, zog die Welt, because there's shloisha shutvin be'odom, there's three partners in a person. And Hashem couldn't decide without his partners. Dr. Hashem, well, I made it before you were partners. But that's not only Shidduchim, everything in life. The Eibishter decides it. And the way we get to it is through Avodas Hashem, through Tfile, through Mitzvahs. Uksomim beYodom. Let us make our Gdorim whilst we have got our mind clear. I told someone yesterday, we plan our holidays. And everyone knows what he wants and what he doesn't want. Plan it before. Do it whilst you're at home and decide now what I want my children to do, what I don't want my children to do, where do I have to, where I want to go, where I don't want to go. Uksomi biyodom. Whilst your sight is still toiradik, make your gdol. How wonderful it is to see Yidin who are planning the day Toyradik and starts away the Toyra way.